Blog Talk Radio.
Once again to the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour, brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, and online at luckymojo.com. I'm your announcer, Reverend James of FolkConjure.com, located in Western North Carolina, and in just a moment, we'll be joined by our co-host, Catherine Ironwood of LuckyMojo.com in Forestville, California, and ConjureMan of ConjureManConsulting.com in Mission Viejo, California. This week, we'll be joined by a special guest, Papa G of FolkMagicStudio.com in Nashville, Tennessee, bringing us today's Oracle Hour topic on botanomancy. They will take your calls and offer advice to address, ameliorate, and remediate your questions and problems about love, money, career, and spiritual protection using traditional African-American folk magic practices of hoodoo, conjure, root work as divined and prescribed by the greatest spiritual hoodooists of our time. You can learn a lot just by listening, but if you're selected from among those who signed up at the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com and called into the show, then you'll be on the air and receive a free consultation. We'll be going to the phones in just a moment, but first, let's catch up with our co-hosts, Catherine Ironwood and Conjure Man. Miss Cat?
Okay, boy, this is going to be a jam-packed show because we've got a lot of expertise to bring to bear to this topic, botanomancy. But I'm not even going to get into what's going on at the shop because I want to save as much time as I can for the show. So what's going on at the shop? Everything's cool. Groovy. Okay. Now, I have my winners to announce. I'm going to do that first. The winners for the various contests that we and our allies hold. Every week, Hoodoo Psychics has a contest called Magic Mondays, and they give away one free 15-minute reading with a professional member of Hoodoo Psychics. And the winner for HP Magic Mondays last week was Andrea Saputo Sands. And I presume that Deacon Millett has contacted Andrea, but if you know Andrea, you can shout out a congratulations to Andrea. And what happens when you win that particular contest, you are given an account at Hoodoo Psychics, and money is put on your account, and you can spend it by getting a reading with any psychic you want. And that would include me, if you wanted me, or anybody else. Deacon Millett, you could get a reading with him, or anybody. There's about 30 people there. Now, we have the winners for the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour contest. And this is a contest that we do on, it's called Facebook Fridays. We do it every Friday, and we always announce the winners on the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour on Sunday. So if you see this come up in your feed and it's Saturday and you go, too late, it said Facebook Fridays. No, no, it will not be decided until Sunday morning, you know, like a scant 30 seconds before we go live.
Yeah, really.
So last week, each of our six Facebook Friday winners won one bottle of genuine Lucky Mojo brand Good Luck Oil. And they were Carrie Morgan, Monique Chu, Diana DeFranco Brown, Gregory Peth, Jamie Gentry, and Jenna Junk. And this past week, we had one winner. We're kind of playing catch up here. We had one winner of the really large prize. We kind of alternate small prizes and large prizes, just like they do at the lottery. The large prize, Collected Spells for All Conditions, Part 1. And this consists of five of our books. And this time it was Cashbox Conjure by Miss Phoenix LeFay, Cursing and Crossing by Miss Saida, Deliverance by Kai Armand, Hoodoo Return and Reconciliation Spells by Deacon Millett, and Sneaky Tricks by Miss Michael, and yours truly, Catherine Ironwood. And so we've messaged these folks, and now I'm not sure. Nagashiva didn't give me the name of the winner of the collected spells. He just gave me what the thing was. So I'm missing a winner here, Shiva. Maybe you can get online.
No,
and
I can
tell
you who that is.
Good.
That was Anna
Rothkagsdottir.
Say that again. Anna Rothkagsdottir.
Anna Rothkagsdottir. Yes, I will put it through the chat.
Okay. Well, I hope her name got pronounced somewhat right. Anyway, she won the collective spell set. So we've messaged each of these people, the six winners from the week before and this one winner from this week, from our Facebook page to advise them they've won, and the contest has now ended. Congratulations. If you are one of our winners and have not done so already, please respond to our Facebook page message. Send us your mailing address for shipping purposes. We will never ask you for a credit card or any form of payment. It's completely free, but we do need your address. Okay, that was it for me. So I guess next thing to do is to say, hello, Conjure Man. How are you doing?
I'm doing quite well. Glad to see things are going well. It's been a little bit since we've chatted. Happy to be back. I'm not sure if I'm happy to be back on Blog Talk, but happy to be back. I'm very mistrustful of Blog Talk Radio these days. But
I'm just going to jump in here because that was something I was supposed to announce and didn't. We're back on Blog Talk. Remember when they were all broken and it didn't work? They actually refunded us a month's worth of fee.
Oh, that's actually nice.
For free. And they said the problem was fixed. Fingers crossed.
Oh, good.
Anyway, we're back.
Fingers crossed.
Okay.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah,
all
exactly.
Things good. You know, we're going to chug ahead like champions. Because of this episode, I've actually brought down all my herbs, and we'll talk about that in just a second. And so I was taking stock of all the things that I need and don't need over the coming months. And I was like looking at bottles, like, oh, this bottle's gone empty, or this mason jar's gone empty, and I haven't even realized it. Or looking down at my oils, I'm like, oh my God, I'm missing oils. So I just put in a Lucky Mojo order. For those of you that are listening to the sound of my voice, this is your notice. Go check your stores, because it always happens that when you need a particular oil, you realize, oh crap, I'm out of that oil.
Oh yeah.
So this is your you know, you're in the same boat as me. Go and check your stores and stock up, because that's what I did today. And it's always good to stock up on a Sunday. It's, you know, listen to the radio show and click add to cart.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, thank you very much for trusting us with your order. And, yeah, folks, we definitely are going to be not shipping until Tuesday, but we are working today and Monday. We have people who come in on different days, and so we always overlap.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I want to get right into our topic, which is botanomancy. Oh, before we do that, because Conjure Man, so how are you liking the polls, Conjure Man?
Oh, wow. Let me just say, I don't think I've ever seen, I mean, if your memory is better than mine, I don't think I've ever seen a worst VP pick, I think, in, like, recent memory, right? Like, J.D. Vance has got to be the worst.
J.D., you mean than J.D. Vance? Yes,
then
Sarah
J.D. Vance,
Palin.
Yeah.
Sarah Palin,
yes,
was
she comes
pretty bad.
She
I
pretty
know,
close.
But other than her, I know Sarah Palin is a second to J.D. Vance.
Yes.
That guy's terrible. But let's look on the bright side. How do you like Tim Walz?
Oh, love him! What an amazing pick that is.
Yeah,
and his ability. I love that his line. They're just weird. Like, where has he been for the past, you know, 8 years? Because it's such a perfect line to describe. It is. You know,
yeah.
People who are talking
yeah.
about unmarried cat ladies and women not having babies. That's a weird thing
right.
to say for a grown-ass man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I just saw a little video clip today of Tim Walz at the Minnesota State Fair at the display of butter sculptures. And, you know, he was, like, checking out the butter sculptures. And I'm like, yeah, if I was there, I'd be doing that, too. This guy is so normal.
Yes, yes, that's exactly right. He's just Midwestern normal, and we love
that's
him.
Right. He's wonderful. He's wonderful. Well, anyway, I've been very heartened by the polls. The polls are catching fire for Kamala Harris. And for all of you, those who want to vote differently, that's okay. Just let me do my thing until after the election. Once a week, I am running a pro-Kamala or anti-Trump ad in my Facebook and Instagram for my personal self and for Lucky Mojo, because what's the use of having a big, you know, platform if you don't use it? And I have noticed that I have lost subscribers due to, you know, putting out things that are speak my heart. You can come back after the election. I promise I'll be quiet for another 4 years. But please, if you are not registered to vote, go to vote.gov. You'll get instructions. You put in your state. They will tell you how to register if you're not registered on all the rules and requirements. You still have time to register to vote. Almost every state in the union allows voting registration up to 30 days before the election, and many of them allow it up to the day of the election at the poll. So please register and vote, particularly if you are in Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Georgia, Nevada, or Arizona. We need your votes. These are swing states, and they're starting to tip for Harris and Waltz and away from the dumpster fire that is Donald Trump and Shady Vance. And please, please, I haven't had so much enthusiasm about voting in a long time, plus which, if you order from Lucky Mojo, you will get a free Kamala Harris protection and victory candle with a dram vial of victory oil and instructions for use lit off of Miss Michael's original oil lamp for victory for Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. So many of us are using our magical as well as our vocal talents. Okay, that was my not supposed to do it, but I did it anyway. talk. All right. Now, today we're doing botanomancy. So botanomancy is a really interesting form of divination. And I'm just going to read you a little bit of something I wrote about it. And so just for those who, you know, need to know, the word botanomancy comes from the Greek word botanicus, which means of herbs, and the suffix mancy, which is translated as divination by means of. So botanomancy literally means divination by means of herbs. In classical Greek and Roman botanomancy, the diviner wrote the sitter's name and question on a branch or twig of verbena, heather, myrtle, tamarind, fig, and any other medicinal tree, shrub, or flower that was dedicated to Apollo and was located where that diviner lived. Apollo is the Greek and Roman god who presides over divination, and Apollo was given the surname Myrikos, which comes from the Latin word myrica, which means heather, and also can relate to the plants which we call bayberry, candleberry, or wax myrtle. The exact manner of botanomantic divination was never completely described in classical times, and no written rule sets for interpreting the outcomes survive. But it is understood by scholars that the plant material, when burned, produced flames and fragrant incense smoke and left remnants behind in the form of charred branches and ash. This indicates that at least three systems of interpretation could have been employed: pyromancy, or fire reading, capnomancy, or smoke reading, and tephromancy, or divination from charcoal and ashes. The reading would have been interpreted for the sitter orally by noting both the physical and the psychic signs revealed. In a more general sense, and in modern terms, botanomancy can refer to any system of divination in which plants are consulted. For example, it can relate to the Norse custom of going out for a walk at the new year and checking in on how the plants and trees are overwintering to get a forecast for the coming year. Botanomancy can also refer to floriography, or the language of flowers and leaves, either flowers received in a bouquet or as a potted plant, or flowers encountered in a walk around the neighborhood or through the name of a person one meets. Floriography became popular in the 19th century, really around the late 1840s. There was even a deck of floriographic playing cards called The Language of Flowers that dates back to the late Victorian or early Edwardian era. It's a 52-card deck consisting of 26 pairs of illustrated floral cards with their names and symbolic meanings printed on them. There's one pair of cards for each letter of the alphabet. It's a simple card matching game suitable for children. You could read all about this and more at yourweightandfate.com. in the category for choreography. So if you go to yourweightandfate.com, and weight is, well, I'll spell it, YourWaitAndFate, weight is spelled WATE, yourweightandfate.com, and at the left-hand side there's a directory, and you just click choreography. And Nagashiva and I have constructed a very extensive floriographic oracle at this website, and it's called The Floral Oracle by Catherine and Nagashiva Ironwood, and you can find it there. And that's it for me. I'm now turning this over to Papa G.
Hello, hello.
Hi.
Well, I'm glad we're doing this topic, because if people go to the internet, they're not going to find any information. Because
that's right.
If you type in botanomancy on the web, it's only going to tell you the art of divination by burning branches of trees or herbs, when in truth, it's actually an umbrella term for lots of different forms of plant divination. You mentioned floriography, or it was such a floromancy.
Mm-hmm.
There's also dendromancy, which is involves trees and tree branches for divination. And then there's multiple types of herbal divination, including what we've talked about a lot, tea leaf reading.
Mm-hmm.
Is a form of plant magic.
Mm-hmm.
And also there's just herbal divination, where some people will really just go on nature walks and see what plants call to them. Other times they may see plants come up in their lives at a certain time. They're like, why do I keep seeing this plant? Well, you need to go look it up, because someone is trying to give you a message.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are types of herb scrying, where there's dry herb scrying, which later I'm going to talk about throwing out herbs, but there's also wet herb scrying, where it's the same as scrying. You would do it in a bowl of water, except you filled it with specific herbs in relation to whatever your situation is. And you read the, or you stir it up, get them all wet, stir it up, let it settle. And then you sort of look for patterns in the floating herbs and flowers to, so that's another type of divination with plants.
Mm-hmm.
One, you mentioned the Greek. There was one thing that I found, what I thought was interesting and maybe a little confusing, where the Greeks would take, if they had a question they wanted answered, they would write down the letters of their name on bay leaves and then expose it to the wind. And whatever bay leaves did not blow away, you use those letters to form words. To have a really long name to have enough bay leaves left. But, you know, I guess it was a form of divination scrabble.
That's great.
And then another thing I found was if you, you know, we've all heard the one where you pick off the petals of a daisy. He loves me, he loves me not, he loves me, mm-hmm. he loves me not. But there was one I found that where you would take the leaf of a rose and you sort of give it the name of the person you love, you name it, and then you release the leaf into the wind. So they say if the leaf stays near you, your love is a true love, and if it blows away, then it's not meant to be.
These are great.
So those are,
that's better than any.
You can see there's so many different ways to use plants, not just
mm-hmm.
let's look up the meaning of it for this situation, but to actually get your hands down in the herbs and use them for so many different forms of divination.
In Persian divination,
go
ahead.
Well,
sorry.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I was just going to mention that foraging is actually a very common form of Persian divination. These are known as falls, literally meaning fortune telling. Random sortilage is very big in Persian, but both bibliomancy, but also sort of natural sortilage. And what the idea is that you're supposed to specifically go on walks and then pay attention to which herbs and plants. You're supposed to actually not go, you know, out and on the sidewalk. You're supposed to go into nature, and you pay attention to what herbs, plants, et cetera, that you see, but also specifically the way that it grows, which direction is it facing? Is it facing towards the sun, away from the sun? What type of shadows does it cast? All of that is taken into consideration, and divination is done for that. This is generally done through a favorable and unfavorable. So what you would do is you'd ask a question like, is so-and-so going to ask me to get married, or am I going to get, you know, a paycheck tomorrow? And then you go and you pay attention to what are the first herbs, plants, etc. that you see that indicate either a favorable outcome or an unfavorable outcome. And then you get details by the way that the plant grows. Is it facing east, west, north, south? Is it growing on a tree? Is it growing away? Is it separated from other plants? Is it facing the sun? Is it facing away from the sun? All of those things then get you specific details that help flesh out the answer even more.
That's a really interesting one, and new to me. I like that a lot. I wanted to just jump in on tea leaf reading because Papaji mentioned it. And for those who are listening to this and, you know, aren't familiar with everything, Papaji and I collaborated on a book called The Stranger in the Cup, and it is about tea leaf reading. So that's just something that you can look for. You can buy it at Amazon if they're still operating. that's a joke. So that's a kind of reading from tea leaves can be done also with herbs. In fact, it's sometimes thought that tea leaf reading, although many British people said it was oriental and came from China or India where the tea came from, actually it came from Scotland, and it was originally done with herbal teas. And when imported tea leaves came to the British Empire through their conquest and opium wars and tea wars and all the rest of the crazy stuff they did, enslaving people, the Scottish and English and Irish and people ended up with a lot of tea. It was brought in, and they all got addicted to tea. And so they transferred the herbal tea reading to actual tea, camellia tea reading. But that book that we wrote has an awful lot about how to read tea leaves in a cup, and it also applies to herbal teas.
And that just shows you too. Yeah, coffee grounds. That just shows you how this particular form of, we'll say, the quote-unquote Mansi branches off into other things, not just, I guess they're still plant-related, but like it went off into tea leaf reading, which is tassiography. But it also goes into catnomancy, which you can choose to burn them and then read the. So you've got all these other forms of divination that just it just branches off like a tree with this particular, you know, the style. Well, I wouldn't say style because there's lots of styles. This particular, like I said, umbrella of what this is.
That's right. It's actually a very large umbrella. And the form of growth, as Conjurman mentioned, I had no idea that the Persians did this. There are other ways that people relate to this as well. Taking it from Mansi or divination into spell casting, for instance, it's sometimes said that the north side of a tree, which is usually more shaded and has moss grown on it, that would be where you want to put things that you want to have kind of fade away and go away into the darkness. And things that you want to have come to you, you would put on the east side of a tree, and so forth and so on, as you guys would probably recognize the directional method of spell casting. So the use of plants as allies in divination also then relates to the use of plants as allies in spell casting, starting with actual big trees, but then we get down to things like resins, and then you can have capnomancy with incense smoke. But where does that incense come from? That is always plant matter that's being burned. So one of the things that's so interesting about this is to burn the person's question and whatever smoke results you can then read. So burning the question with herbs is the essence of the older Greek form of botanomancy, or reading the ashes or the charcoal afterwards. But the writing of the question on the plant marks the plant as not just any plant now, but a piece of a plant selected for the divination. So it's not completely casual, and writing the question on leaves is also a valid way to work, as well as on twigs. So one of the things about divination is the focus on the question. Many people nowadays like to do what we call open divination. Well, what do I need to know? What does the universe want to tell me? But in the classical times and in recent modern times, if you go all the way out of your path to go find a diviner, which could be a journey to go find them, you have to have a very pressing question. And so the selection goal, plant, herb, or flower, could be selected by the diviner to represent that question as well. In other words, if somebody wanted a love reading, I would use roses for the burning or for the leaf plucking or whatever, petal plucking or whatever I was going to be doing. And if they wanted to know about something else, I would use a different type of plant.
The same thing would apply to spellcasting, where you're using herbal and floral things in a spell. Like you may surround a candle that represents a person for love with rose petals, but you you probably wouldn't do that for cursing, unless you were cursing their love life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We have a question from the Red Queen Conjurer in chat. What about smoking mixtures to help with divination or astral travel, like smoking mugwort, lavender, and chamomile? And I would also add cannabis to that, which has a long reputation for use in divination, and tobacco in the regions where those are grown. Those are definitely used, and one of the things we don't know about botanomancy is exactly what was being burned and what effect it had upon the diviner. We do know that there were oracles in which toxic fumes were inhaled to put the diviner in a trance. And so if we're going back to a very early tribal version of botanomancy, I'm sure that hallucinogenic smoke would be part of the release from normality portion of the induction into mediumship and divination. So I hope that's a good answer to your question.
Yeah, many people ask us in the shop, which ones are good to smoke? And I'm like, I can't legally answer that for you, but you can always look it up and come back.
Well, I can tell people a few that I have found good to smoke. Of course, cannabis will certainly get you high, no question about it, but I don't sell it. Mugwort, a lot of people like mugwort, southernwood, artemisia, wormwood. They're too toxic for me. I'm allergic to thujones, which is the active principle in them. It's a cannabinoid-like chemical, but it's different, and I can't take it. But a lot of people do like those to smoke or to make a tincture of. And then catnip is another one that people used to use to cut marijuana with back in the day to make it go farther. And catnip actually will also get you high, especially if you're a cat. But it will also have a psychedelic effect, very mild, on people. So those are some of my smoking recommendations.
And also
Red Queen Conjurer says Uva Ursi. That's a smoking mixture, not so much a hallucinogen or psychotropic drug, but it is a very traditional, thank you for mentioning that. Also, Red Queen Conjurer, who definitely knows her herbs, says skullcap.
Also, burning them without smoking them can have, we'll say, benefits. Or one time I was making an herbal incense blend, and I was really heavy on the Damiana. And when I got done and it was dry and everything, I was moving on to another one, and I started burning it to test it. And that was all of a sudden, you know, about 20 minutes went by, and I'll just try to say this subtly. Suddenly I was looking at, like, what's going on with my body here? I was very much in the mood just from burning that Damiana and smelling the smoke.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I mean, people think you just have to drink it.
No. Anything you can make a tincture out. And somebody here said salvia. Reverend James said salvia. And Dom Chris said we left out sage. Sage and salvia are the same thing. They also have thujones. So, again, beware. So does yew. In fact, it's called thujone because it comes from the thuja or yew tree. And these are chemicals that some people get real high on, and other people have asthma attacks. So you're kind of like either alive or dead after doing thujones. And it can give panic. It'll give panic attacks to those that it would give asthma attacks if you didn't stop right away. So there you go. Yeah, be careful with these herbs. They're not here for play. Most of the compounds that they have developed within them are for protection from being eaten by herbivores or for protection from insects preying upon them. So they develop a whole repertoire of very much banishing, destructive compounds that are chemicals or forms such as thorns on roses and brambles. And this brings me to another idea, which is the form of the plant that you use to do your reading with should have something to do with what you're looking for. For instance, if I wanted to do a traditional botanomancy with burning, I would probably use blackberries. God knows we have enough of them around here. They're thorny. They're ugly. Nobody wants to fall into a bramble patch, and they would be nice to burn. It's always good to burn blackberries, believe me, because there's too many of them in California. And Charette says chamomile. But see, chamomile is so soothing and lovely. And again, you can read these, but you can also drink the tea. And I like to use chamomile as an adjunct to tea leaf reading because it is for love and for money as well. So Phyllis Margaret Gabor in the chat said, like motherwort, I did not know the seeds are encased in a sharp, pokey thing. Oh, they sure are. Yeah, right. So these are all different ways of using plants for divination. Now, another thing that you can do in using plants for divination is to make dolls out of them. And roots and branches can be made into dolls. These are the kind of twig dolls or tied dolls. And you can work with the dolls just as dolls. But you can also use them for divining in some of the ways we've mentioned before, by setting them out in the weather, by burning them and seeing what happens. And twig dolls are used, again, both for cursing and for love. Those are their two major uses. They're not usually used for money drawing or anything like that, although they could be, I guess. But once you have made a twig doll, you can also use it as a, depending on how you make it, you can use it on your altar as you do botanomancy with that same herb. There's just another way to consider the usefulness of these plants. Oh, and Nagashiva, thank you. He put in the chat the book I wrote, Hoodoo Dolls and Effigies, How to Craft and Cast Spells with Puppets, Fetishes, and Voodoo Dolls in the African-American Conjure Tradition. Thank you, Shiva. And that book has a lot about making twig dolls in it.
You mentioned earlier about how, you know, having a question can be important. Also to your research on the plants that you're using in relation to your question, because a plant can have very many different meanings.
That's right.
That's calendula, right. For example. I mean, it can mean, it can just be a signifier of the sun or sun magic, mm-hmm. light and fire. So maybe you're wanting to do a spell that is an illuminating spell where it reveals the truth or something. You can use calendula. But you could also use it to maybe you have a misunderstanding with someone. It's used to solve misunderstandings. And many people use it for prophecy and divination on its own, just as and also for lucid dreaming. Not as much as effective, I don't think, as mugwort. But
it's also used for court cases, calendula. And so there's many, you know, these kinds of plants do have many meanings, and it may be regional. Sometimes it's based on their color. Sometimes it's based on their habit of growth, whether they are low or high growing, whether they grow by water or in dry, rocky areas, and then what planets they might be associated with. In other words, a low, sappy, water-growing plant would hardly ever be associated with the planet Mars, but one that grows on prominences in dry areas and among rocks and would be a more Martian plant. And so these classical meanings of the plants go into making what are suitable for which divination. Now, before we get to our client, I want to say one more thing. Over the years, these botanomantic systems have been categorized into oracle cards. And I put up in that link to the floriography page, and in our slideshow there is this playing card set, 52 playing cards, 26 pairs, one for every letter of the alphabet, which was for playing a game. But on the cards, the meanings of the flowers are given. So you could actually use it as a divination deck as well. There's other ones, and we're going to be reading with some of them, but I wanted to get them into the chat right ahead of this. One of them is the Nature's Pharmacy deck, and it is published by the New York Botanical Garden, and I believe it was published in 2002. And this contains oversized flashcards taken of illustrations from the New York Botanical Garden, hand-painted illos from their herbarium. And on the back of each card, it gives the meaning of the card, also what medical or health benefits or what industrial uses it might have. It gives its botanical name and its family and its origin. So this is a deck we used to sell at the Lucky Mojo. We haven't been able to get it lately. 2002 is a long time ago. But if you can pick up a deck, this is a really good deck to learn the plants, but it also you can use it for giving readings. It's not as heavy into the meanings as some of these decks are, but it's very, very good. And then the deck that you're going to be reading, Papa G, what is the name of that one?
It is the, or I'll actually put it in the chat, it is the Herbal Tarot by U.S. Gaines. It's been out for many years. I think since the 1990s.
Okay, well, we're going to have that in the chat, too. So now you'll know some of the things we're going to be reading. Okay, well, that was our bumper music, and that means that in comes James.
Thank you, Miss Kat. Stay tuned to the Lucky Mother Hoodoo Rootwork Hour with your hosts, Catherine Ironwood and Conjured Man, and this week's special guest, Papa G. We'll be right back. We'll be taking calls from our listeners, answering their questions through spiritual divination and prescribing down-home conjure remedies and remediation. Our calling clients are selected from among those who filled out a short questionnaire at the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com. You can listen to the show online through Blog Talk Radio or via telephone by dialing 818-394-8535. And if you filled out client questionnaire at the forum and you have not already done so, please dial in now to 818-394-8535 and press 1 to let us know that you are available to be on the air. We will select callers by their area code, and if your area code is announced, we would like you to say hello and let me, your announcer, Reverend James, read a brief description of your situation before turning it over to our hosts. Now it's time to go to the phones and talk to our first caller. Our caller is Veronica, calling from area code 661 in California. Veronica, are you there?
Happy Sunday. I'm here.
Happy
Hi, Veronica.
Sunday to you as well. Welcome. And you've indicated that you've had no other person read on the situation. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Thank you. And she writes, I broke up with my boyfriend of almost 5 years, 3.5 of those years he was in prison. He got out last year in August, and it has been really challenging to feel okay. I feel lost in my life, and I don't have a sense of direction. I have a full-time job, own 2 properties, and fairly successful, but I just don't know what I'm supposed to do next. I'm thinking of moving to the Bay Area or Chicago. I lived in the Bay for 2 years and was very happy. I'm looking for some guidance for my life. Turning it over to you, Ms. Kent.
All right, Veronica. Well, I'm going to do your first reading, and Papa G will do your second reading, and then Conjure Man will give you some root work advice. So the first thing I'm going to ask you is, what is your sign of the zodiac?
It's Leo.
Leo, you said?
Yes.
Okay, Leo. All right, now I'm going to be using the Nature's Pharmacy deck. As you have figured out, every time we do one of these oracle reading sessions, which we do once a month, we use different forms of reading. And so this time I have a deck here that was published by the New York Botanical Gardens. Okay, so I'm going to pull 3 cards and read them. So card number 1 is white willow. Now, white willow is a form of willow. It grows down by the water like most willows. It grows along waterways and wet woods. I'm reading from the card back now, just so you understand. It has a strong trunk with deeply fissured gray bark and narrow light green leaves. White willow and other willow species have been used since classical antiquity as cooling herbs in the reduction of fever and the relief of pain. Willow bark is a source of salicin and other compounds that are among the most effective pain relievers ever discovered. Salicin was first isolated from willow species in the 19th century. Salicylic acid was isolated in 1839. And this is what is used to become the medicine aspirin. So acetyl salicylic acid. So willow stands for water, the moon, and relief of pain. So my first card here is that you're suffering pain and that you need relief from that pain. Willow is women. It's a woman's herb. It is used as a, to make a tea. Willow bark tea can be used to relieve menstrual cramps, for instance. So what I'm seeing here is that the first thing you need is some self-care, and you need the company of other women, relieve your stress. I believe that this breakup is, with this card, is probably final. You're not going to get this person back, and it probably wouldn't be good to get them back. But you need to soothe your pain. Now, you don't need to literally take willow bark tea, but anything that you can do that would be companionship and would be friendship, support from other women, support from friends would be very, very good for you. As far as moving to the Bay Area or Chicago, willow is a water plant. Willow is very common everywhere in the world, however, so it doesn't indicate one place or the other. So we'll put that question aside for a moment. Okay, the next herb I have for you, Papa G is going to laugh, it's ginger. I knew he'd laugh. I have to explain here. Papa G is my ginger pusher. He sends me beautiful candied ginger every time I run out, and I haven't run out yet, but he has sent me so many pounds of ginger, which I use in my tea to perk myself up during the course of these reading sessions. So ginger is a tropical plant, grows on a creeping underground stem called a rhizome, medicinal and a food crop for many centuries. In ancient Rome, it was sold by weight, like silver and gold. Dried powdered ginger was used in medieval European cookery to flavor many dishes, but has come to be reserved for cakes and baked goods by the 18th century. Ginger appears in nearly half of all Chinese traditional medicines. And it is used to offset toxins. It is used to perk you up. Candied ginger in particular is used to aid your digestion and relieve nausea. And fresh and powdered ginger is used in many Asian dishes and European desserts. It's a flavoring agent in ginger beer, ginger ale, and dozens of other foods and drinks. Ginger is used in love situations to heat up love. It is the major hot herb or hot root that is not destructive. and like red pepper might be. So ginger means life. It means revitalization. I'm going to recommend that you actually start using a little ginger in your food or a little bit of ginger in tea. Make a nice strong black tea and add candied ginger to it, exactly what I'm drinking and always drink to excite my energy and keep me calm also while I'm speaking in public. Ginger is a wonderful herb for refreshing you. And the third one I have here is another one that is very good for the heart. So ginger is good for the digestive system. Willow is good for pain, which is really in the brain. And now we have hawthorn, which is good for the heart. And hawthorn is, it's in the rose family. If you look at it close up, you'll see it looks like a little rose and a little tiny berry on it, which is like a rose hip. And it blooms early in the spring. And in European folk lore, it is used as powerful against lightning, fairies, witches, and the flowering branches were gathered and wreathed around doors on the first day of May to protect the house. It was considered unlucky to bring hawthorn inside, and jams and liqueurs were made from the fruit. Hawthorn, which has sort of spikes on it, like much like a rosewood, but much stiffer, was related to the word hoodoo. The word hoodoo, meaning folk magic of the African-American culture, actually comes from the Irish term hoodoo, which means the spiky hawthorn ghost. And so it was a very valuable plant magically among the Celtic people. So now what I have, I read your cards. You need relief from pain. Take some time off. Seek the company of others. You need livening and livening with ginger. And then hawthorn is, I would recommend perhaps some love on crossing, something for your heart, because hawthorn stimulates the heart and keeps it well. So these cards recommend themselves actually to making a tea, perhaps, and or a bath that would be used to help yourself. Also, you can look at these as how they appear in tarot cards. The willow, for instance, appears in the tarot card of the Knight of Cups, who is a person who's on a journey to get somewhere but has to take a sidetrack. He doesn't feel lost. He feels like he has to go on a detour. And this is the major tarot card that has willow in it. The others don't appear on any tarot cards. So I say that willow recommends you to look back on what you've done. Look back on how it's been. It was a detour. Do better. As far as timing, May, because hawthorn is of the only one of these that has a specific time associated with it. The 1st of May, that's May Day, and hawthorn is the May plant. And so by the 1st of May, I think you're going to be decided on where you're going. So it's prepare to set out the winter where you are, gather your money, gather your resources, and when springtime comes, that's when you're going to make your trip and your journey. All right, I'm going to turn this over to Papa G.
Thank you. Veronica, I'm also going to read for you with using herbal associations. We find that a lot of times when we're here on the radio show and two of us read for you, the advice turns out similar. So I was pulling cards while Kat was talking. So the first one is cayenne pepper. And it's associated with the strength card in tarot. This is a tarot deck, except it does have the herbal meanings. And cayenne would be, it's the removal of obstacles. It's often used in hot foot powder, which is one of the main ingredients in hot foot powder, to get something away from you, to remove something in your life that causes pain or you no longer want to deal with. So that might indicate if you truly haven't let go of the past, you may do some form of ritual to sever yourself from it or to sort of, to remove yourself from the situation, to officially move yourself from the situation. And since it is associated with the strength card, I mean, the strength card is about having the courage to do that, to finally put an end to this, to say, I'm removing myself from the situation. that doesn't mean just physically. It can mean emotionally. I finally emotionally decided that I'm going to use my influence in the world for my own happiness, and this no longer suits me. It also can be about compassion. You can do it compassionately, not just towards what the person who was in the previous relationship, but compassion for yourself, meaning this was bad. I deserve better than this. I've decided I'm going to get this away from me. And the second card, which I put the three in the chat, is the juniper berries. Now, juniper berries are about purification and also, once again, dispelling negativity. So to me, it once again, it's like it's a conscious decision that's like, I'm done with this. I'm going to do what I can to get this energy out of my life so I can begin to blossom again, to get things moving again. And it's associated with the Seven of Cups, which is about, not everything is as it seems. It can be about being cautious and, don't be swayed by something that's an illusion. Like, as time goes by, when there's a bad relationship, we begin to make it seem like it wasn't so bad when really it was. So it tells you don't fall into that trap of deluding yourself if it was bad. It sounds like it was bad for you. So it's also about the time of purification, which Kat said, like doing something for yourself, getting out and doing something that actually energizes you, re-interests you. And then we finally lead to the Lotus card. And Lotuses are about new beginnings, especially out of bad situations, because the beautiful lotus flower grows out of the mud. It's also associated with the Ace of Cups, which is about new beginnings. It's about, also it can be about new relationships, finding a new, once you get to the point where you severed the ties of the old one, you're emotionally secure and ready to move forward. It can mean you will find a deeper relationship that blossoms and blooms more. It actually makes you feel that way. I'm still not getting anything about where do you go to Chicago or was it San Francisco?
Yeah, the Ace of Cups shows a big lot of water.
Right, a lot of water.
Oh, but so does Chicago, but Chicago's by the water, too.
I know, but I'm thinking a lotus flower would do better in San Francisco than it would in Chicago. It would freeze over.
Oh, because it's semi-tropical. It's semi-tropical, yeah. Uh-huh.
So hopefully that made sense. So, the recap is get rid of the old obstacles, burn the bridges, burn the bad bridges, dispel that negativity, do things that revive you and purify you, and then you're going to have a beautiful new beginning.
All right. Well, let's Lucky Mojo, which is Nagashiva, said, Chicago freshwater is SF Bay Area salt water. Yeah, but I don't believe you can grow lotus flowers outdoors in Illinois. I just kind of getting a big no on that one. I think you, but around here we have a lot of aquatic nurseries, and many, many people grow lotuses. It's very common, actually. So
I can
might
see
be
some
good,
right out the window.
Well,
in our pond.
That's right. Now, you're in Tennessee, which is also in the south, and not way up there in the frozen tundra.
Correct.
And you got a beautiful water garden. You can move to Tennessee. All right, let's turn this over to Conjurman, and he's going to do some root work for you.
Yeah, I think you've gotten some fantastic and really cool readings there. What I'm going to do is sort of combine their suggestions and some root work. The first is a bath, just a go-to bath. This will cleanse out energetically and spiritually, dispelling what Papaji and Miss Cat saw here. So I want you to take some basil, bay, and rue, brew this into a tea. Let it get brew into a good tea. And then you're going to add a couple, let it cool a little bit so it's warm, but not hot, like burning your skin. Add to this a couple drops of Hoyt's cologne. This is a very solar bath. It's really good for moving things energetically, especially where you're at, where you're sort of confused about what you want to do. You're also feeling a little bit of a malaise. It kind of it dispels all of that. You're going to bathe in this on a Sunday. Let yourself air dry and dispose of the used bath water off of your property at a tree. Since this is all about plants and herbs this episode, you're going to dispose of it at a tree. On a Thursday, what I want you to do is get some Queen Elizabeth root. Oh, and then when you come back after the bath, take some Van Van oil and just anoint your feet with Van Van oil. It's a really good luck changer, road opener. It turns the situation around. It'll really help in regard. Like, you may even experience, like, after you put some Van Van oil on your feet, like the next morning you'll wake up and I know exactly where I need to move to. Van Van has that quality. It just sort of really empowers you and gives you that boost. So a little bit of Van Van on your feet is going to go a long way. On Thursday, I want you to get Queen Elizabeth root, Master root, ginger, which is, I think, what it's cat saw, bay, and angelica. You're going to place these one by one into a mojo bag while praying that it grants you power, grants you victory, grants you success, and mastery over your life. Smoke this in Queen Elizabeth root incense and feed it some Hoyt's cologne. Keep this on your body, and it will help you going forward. It's sort of an all-purpose, all-powerful mojo bag that'll help to really, when you're in a situation like yours, where you got a couple different things going on, a previous relationship, some confusion, some hurt, some desire to make changes about the future, a mojo bag like this works wonders, because what it does is it grants you empowerment so that you can make the decisions and take the action that you need to make. Wear this on your body, but when you're not wearing it, what I want you to do is actually place it underneath your pillow and sleep on it. And what this will do is help you make decisions. I find that whenever you have difficult decisions, when you sleep on a mojo bag like this, the next morning you'll wake up and, yep, I know where I need to go. I know what actions I need to take. This combination is ideal for you. It'll help to move things spiritually, but also empower you as you need. That's my recommendation. Let's see if Ms. Cat or Papa G have anything further to add.
I have one thing to add. I love anointing your feet with Van Van. It's really a powerful way to move forward. If you wear shoes that have just a little bit of extra space in the toe, I want you to write two little, tiny little petitions on paper. One of them is, lead me to my new home, and the other one is, lead me to my new love. Crumple them up, box them up, and put them in the toe of your shoe. The lead me to my new home would be in your right foot, because most people are right-footed or step off a curve with the right foot. Lead me to my new love would be to your left foot, because the left side of the body is the unconscious, it's the heart, and it's where you put your wedding ring on your left hand. And that means that every time you walk out in those shoes, you're walking towards your new home and you're walking towards your new love.
Thank you. Loved it.
All right. Good luck to you. And if you need any more help, just call us again sometime. You know, we'd be glad to help, or find us on the Lucky Mojo forum, and we'll be able to give you lots of stuff.
Support for this program is provided by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, and located online at luckymojo.com, and by the Association of Independent Readers and Root Workers, AIR, a directory of ethical and authentic conjure practitioners located online at readersandrootworkers.org, and by Hoodoo Psychics. The first psychic line run entirely by Hoodoo practitioners. Receive a reading with a trusted root worker instantly. Call 1-888-4-HOODOO or visit hoodoopsychics.com. And by the Crystal Silence League, a free online prayer service of the Association of Independent Spiritual Churches located online at crystalsilenceleague.org. Now it's time to go to the phones and talk to today's second client. Our caller is Donna from our call-in queue, calling from area code 805. Donna, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you. Hi, everyone.
What? Wonderful. Good. Welcome, welcome. And have you had anyone else read on the situation for you?
No.
Fantastic. And Donna writes, I'm 70 and I'm on Section 8. I got into a problem. I was gambling for quite a while. Now they're doing an internal investigation and they say that I owe them money and that I don't report earnings. I am scared and I don't know what they're going to do. I'd like readings and root work advice. Turning it over to you, Ms. Kat.
Thank you.
All right. Well, our first reading this time will be from Conjure Man, and our second reading will be from Papa G, and I will give you the root work advice. I'm just going to turn this over to Conjure Man.
Yeah, thank you. I have a couple quick questions. I'm familiar a little bit with Section 8. What triggered them to think that you had unreported income? Is it something that they saw on your tax return or?
Yeah. Well, I always reported it. You know, if I won a jackpot, and I won a jackpot of $13,000, and when I went to my appointment, which is once a year, I did tell them that. But it was a new girl, and she said, "Well, we're going to need the win-loss statements for the last 6 months." So I had to get those to her. And then they said it's showing that I must have got income somewhere else to play, which wasn't so. It's because they give you free play.
Yep.
When you're there, they give you free play.
I see exactly what's happened here. Yeah, this is one of those, especially when there's like a new person that's dealing with these type of bureaucracies, they get lost in tracking down the finances and they end up sort of penny pinching in horrible ways. I've seen this before with clients. So what I'm going to do is I actually am doing something very different from both Ms. Kat and Papa G here because I don't have herb decks or plant decks. So what I've done is I actually pulled down all my herbs from my shelf. They're in these mason jars and they're now laid out on my table. I have a very large table that I do my altar work on, and I'm sitting in front of it, and what I'm doing is I've got a pendulum. And while we were reading your situation earlier, I had already checked the pendulum. I had already got it tuned. And so what I'm going to do is use this pendulum and it's going to swing towards an herb, and then we're going to read that herb. So first I'm going to end this up and say, show us what is the root problem here. What is going on? What is the matter? What is the issue? What is the root problem that we need to address? I'm just going to wait for this to swing in a direction.
Okay.
Okay, it's swinging to my left a little bit, so I'm going to move this over to the left so it's closer to the herbs because there's actually a bundle of mason jars here on the left. And I'm going to show me clarity by what is the root problem here. Oh, it's moving already. Okay, it's moved towards poppy seeds. Poppy seeds indicate to me that confusion has entered, but specifically confusion that is a result of scattering. So whoever this person is a little scattered. Whoever this person is that's handling your case is not just new, but disorganized a tad. They may have lost paperwork. They may have lost indications. They may have misunderstood what you've said. There's some type of confusion on their end. It's not just a matter of them being persnickety. They've actually, like, I want you to go and double-check the paperwork because they may have lost something, or they may have misunderstood one of the forms that you've already submitted here. They're in this population. Indicates to me that something has been scattered and it is causing confusion. In other words, there's an ineptness on their end that is a result of this sort of difficulty that you're dealing with. Now I'm going to ask them, is there a way forward to address this circumstance? Okay, it's moving towards the center, so I'm going to move the pendulum closer to these herbs because I've got a bundle again in the center of different mason jars. Okay, it's now swinging towards, let me pick this up, lemongrass. So some type of clearing is needed, some type of obstacle removal is needed, something is needed to break. There's a snarling that's happened, a knotting up of this situation as a result of lost paperwork, confusion, and mistakes. And so something is needed to spiritually clean and cleanse and move things forward. So, I mean, I'm signaling here, Ms. Kat, no, we're a good team here. She knows what we're going to do. She knows what to do here. Something that's going to block bust, something that's going to road open, something that's going to remove the malaise that's here. I'm holding this up and going, is there any further action needed? It is moving again. It's right next to the lemongrass. This is actually pine. I think this is pine resin. This is unlabeled, so give me 1 second. Let me just smell it. Yes, it's pine resin. I was pretty sure it was pine resin. So this is pine resin. This tells me that you should use pine resin in whatever type of working that you're going to do, and it will be a powerful ally to remove any of the obstacles, remove any of the difficulties that you see here.
Should I keep the pine resin on me?
No, the pine resin is going to be burnt. Miss Cat will explain what you can do with pine resin.
Okay.
All right, let me just see. Are you going to have to pay? Looks like this has now moved to rosemary. It's interesting. It's the same sort of – they're all clustered together. My rosemary, my pine, and or lemongrass are all very close to each other. They're all sort of in the center right of this layout that I have here, sort of center right-ish. So what this tells me is that you may have to pay a little bit more, but it won't be as high as what they're currently quoting. You will have victory over this matter. You will be successful in this matter. You will be able to overcome. Rosemary is the exact opposite of that of the poppy seeds. Rosemary brings clarity. Rosemary brings acuity of the mind. Rosemary brings control, but it's sort of a subtle control, a control that is effective, a control that is deft, that is subtle. And so I see here that you will be victorious in this matter, but you may have to pay something. So you may, for example, 1 month, your amount might be a little bit higher, but it's not going to be a major penalty. You'll be able to work that down, given what I've seen here with these herbs. I'm going to turn this over to Papa G, and then Ms.
Thank
Kat
you.
Is going to give you some root work advice.
That was great. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Conjure Man. I'm sorry, I missed it. Tell me your name again, please.
Donna.
So while Conjure Man was using the pendulum for you, I pulled 3 cards, and from the same deck we used before. And the first one is cinnamon. And cinnamon, it's like the main thing I use in abundance spells, I think most people. So it's a symbol of abundance and financial security. And I think this card really just is a nod to the winnings you made, you had. So it just said, yes, this did happen. This came in because it's also associated with the King of Wands, which is about, it can be about entrepreneurship, but it can also be about someone who's good with money. So you had this windfall. So I think this card is just sort of like acknowledging this this money you came in, this money you got. The second card is Comfrey. Now, Comfrey is associated with the World card, and it's really about making very methodical choices, honoring tradition. It can be about honoring your debts, or and it also, Comfrey is also about not rushing through details. So, which goes back to being methodical. So approach, I would take all the advice Conjure Man said about go back, did they lose any paperwork? But also do it very, in a very methodical way. Tell everyone, always don't get too heated. Watch your, keep your tone nice, and always make sure you're the good guy. You're the good guy in this situation, and they want to have a reason to help you. You understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, using honey instead of vinegar for flies. But it is also the World card, which is about fulfillment and achievement. It can also be about completion. So I think this will turn out in your favor.
Oh, good.
It just also has to do with how you approach it as you re-examine this with them.
Mm-hmm.
And then the final card is Sage, which is associated with the High Priestess. In this deck, it's the High Priest.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be about good luck and wisdom. Sage is also used for protection a lot. So, harkening back to what Conjure Man said, I think you also need to do some sort of magical work to cleanse this off of you, to cleanse up the bad stuff and make sure that they're going to do it in your favor.
Mm-hmm.
To cleanse that, cleanse any negative vibes off of you, especially before you're going to meet with them again or talk to them again. Because the High Priestess card is usually about the unknown. It can also be about fertility, though, meaning it can turn out in your favor. It can be abundant and for you.
Okay.
So I think that if you do a recap, it's like, yeah, this happened. You got this big windfall, but you've got to hear. You've got to proceed very cautiously and with very careful steps that you plan out and work to cleanse off any anything. Also, maybe cleanse them off. Do some cleansing on the person that's causing you problems to get them in your direction.
Okay.
Hopefully that helped and made sense.
Yeah, that was a really interesting list of herbs, by the way. So I'm going to now try to construct some root work for you based around these herbs. So the first one was the poppy seeds, the confusion. We don't want to be using that for you.
Okay.
So did they give you any kind of paperwork, or was it electronic, or can you print it out if it was electronic?
No, actually, they gave me nothing. I went into my appointment, and I had to send them the win-loss statements from the casino last 6 months. And they said it wasn't measuring up. It looks like you've gotten money from somewhere, and because I don't make that much on the thing. But actually, it came from the casino. They give you a lot of money.
Yeah, I understand. You said that before, but my question was very simple. Do you have any paperwork?
No.
Paperwork.
They didn't get
any. Okay.
No.
Do you have the
They're
name
write me a
of?
Letter.
Okay.
Write
do you have the
letter.
Name? Well, let me just ask my questions, please. Okay.
Here,
do you have the name of the person who is your caseworker?
I've got it written down. She was brand new. I kind of forgot her name. Yeah, I do have it.
I want you. Okay, that's good. Take her name, and I want you to put it. Make it just write it on a piece of paper, even like a post-it note would work. I want you to put poppy seeds in the center of it. Push it up like a, and then twist it like to make a little, just a little ball with a twisted end with those poppy seeds. Okay, and drop it. Drop it into a little bottle of vinegar. And you can write her name, and you can write on the paper that whatever her name is, let's just call her Cheryl Rich. Miss Cheryl Rich of the Section 8 Housing, you're very confused. You're losing your paperwork. You're losing your mind. You may even lose your job. And just wrap that up with her name and then put that into the vinegar. If you had her business card, you could use her business card. Okay, that's the poppy seeds. We want to get rid of them. The next we have lemongrass, which is for clearing and cleaning. And then we have pine resin, which is also for clearing and cleaning. It's used to clear away ghosts of the past and things like this. So you could take the pine resin and lemongrass. You could burn them. You could also put them in a mojo bag. But I would maybe do a little of both. Maybe take some of the pine resin on some charcoal and burn it, and add a little of the lemongrass to clear away those obstacles. And then I would also say reserve some to put into a mojo bag. Now, the rosemary you could also burn, but usually it's very common with rosemary to use rosemary to clean and cleanse rooms by when you clean up that place. And again, you could use the lemongrass. Rosemary goes very well with lemongrass for cleansing a home. So I want you to do some vibes to cleanse your home. And again, you could do this with incense smoke and add the rosemary to that. You could also take the rosemary and the lemongrass and use it to make a tea wash to wash parts of the house too. It is the very much for women's success. Then we had cinnamon. That's for your luck. Comfrey, the world, Papaji said it was identified with. Comfrey is a root that will grow wherever it's planted, and it's used to get help from strangers and friends. and to not have to leave your home if you don't want to. But if you do leave, you put down roots with the next place you go. Sage is also used for cleaning. So let's take that sage and put that back with the rosemary and the lemongrass and the pine resin. Those are all cleansing plants. Comfrey, you might want to carry on you along with that pine resin. Do you have any friends who can help you? Anybody who is, you know, pro bono legal aid?
I mean, I can go to legal aid, yeah, because I'm low income, yeah.
Yeah, I would use comfrey root when doing that. The cinnamon I would reserve for your future winnings, because cinnamon is really a luck herb more than it is a steady job winning herb. Okay. And you also might make a vow, and this is where I go into my feelings, that whatever happened, whether you were right or wrong, or they were right or wrong, or it's going to be a compromise somewhere, what you want to do is make a vow. So take a coin or, you know, maybe a dollar bill or a $2 bill, which is lucky. Take some of that cinnamon. On the dollar bill, I want you to write your promise. If this is resolved in my favor with only a minimal amount to pay, I will give this money to, and you name somebody else, some other person, some other charity. For instance, I always say, you know, Wild Bird Rescue, you know, feline neutering projects, whatever it could be, rescue kittens and puppies, whatever it is that you feel needs help, neighborhood association, and then put some coins in that with that dollar bill that you've written on this, right? And wrap it up together with a little sprinkle of the cinnamon. Place that packet under a candle, and you can burn a white candle for purity or a yellow candle for cleansing, either one or the other. White would also be good for cleansing. Mm-hmm. And burn that candle and burn it up until the day when you go to the meeting. Make it be a little candle. I'm not talking about a vigil light, but a little small candle like a Hanukkah candle, a birthday candle, 4-inch candle. And just dress it with that lemongrass and the other herbs that were mentioned, or vanvan oil is good for opening the way, and pray that this will come to a good resolution, and that when it does, you will take this money and put it in the poor box or at the Catholic Church or whatever you do with that kind of a thing, but give it to someone else, okay? So that's what I would recommend to you. Does anybody else have any other suggestions?
To me, this sounds like it's been very thoroughly covered.
All right. The other thing you could do is with that, with the cinnamon and those other things, is make a little packet with your prayer and put it in a honey jar. But you see, you don't want to do honey for the person that you're trying to cause confusion for. So you might ask for the honey jar. You might put in the name of the person from legal aid who helps you, but maybe try to get your case transferred to another worker, because
or
that
their supervisor.
Or their supervisor, yeah. But don't be mean about it. As Conjurman said, you've got to go in just as gentle and as pie. Rosemary is for the strength of women in their homes. If you can grow a rosemary plant, that would be really, really good for you. Any woman who has a rosemary plant, whether it's in a house or in a pot in an apartment, they say where rosemary blooms, women rule. All right. Here we go. All right. Next comes the tritone of network identification.
LMC. You're listening to the LMC Radio Network, broadcasting out of Forestville, California, on the World Wide Web at LuckyMojo.com. The LMC Radio Network is a media alliance whose excellent shows include The Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour with Catherine Ironwood and Conjurman, Sundays, 3 to 4:30, Mystics, Mages, and Magical Places with Reverend Art and Reverend James, Mondays, 4 to 5:30, The Crystal Silence League Hour with John St. Germain, in syndication. Tuesdays, The Witch, the Priestess, and the Cauldron with Elvira Love and Miss Phoenix LaFay, in syndication. Tuesdays, The Now You Know Show with Professor Porterfield, in syndication. Wednesdays, and The Witch, the Priestess, and the Cauldron with Elvira Love and Deborah Voith. Thursdays, 4 to 5. All time specific. Add 3 hours for Eastern. Sponsored by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, and online at luckymojo.com.
And some quick announcements about those upcoming shows on the LMC Radio Network. Monday, September 2nd at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on Mystics, Mages, and Magical Places with Reverend James, myself, and Reverend Art will be a rebroadcast of one of our fine shows. And Tuesday, September 3rd on the Crystal Silence League and syndication with John St. Germain will be the topic of survival, reincarnation, and near-death experiences, part one. And Tuesday, September 3rd on The Witch, the Priestess, and the Cauldron in syndication with Miss Elvira and Phoenix LaFay will be the topic of candle magic. And Wednesday, September 4th on the Now You Know Show in syndication with Professor Porterfield will be the topic of Halloween Special Report. And Thursday, September 5th at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on The Witch, the Priestess, and the Cauldron with Miss Elvira and Deb Voith will be the topic of Thoth, God of Divine Balance. And next Sunday, September 6th at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour with Catherine Ironwood and Conjure Man will be Mama E on the topic of Are You Cross? And now it's time for our free spell segment from our special guest, Papa G of FolkMagicStudio.com in Nashville, Tennessee. Take it away, Papa G.
Thank you, Reverend James. All right. So anyone who's heard me on the radio show before knows that I love making up my own spells. So this one I put a lot of time into. What we're actually going to do is, it's similar to throwing the bones, but we're going to use roots. And I chose five ones that are for different things. And I'm going to put those in the chat right now. So the things you're going to need for this spell, you'll need a plate, just a simple large plate. White is better, I think, and a purple candle. And then you need the following roots. Now, after we go through this later, you can do your research, choose whatever roots or herbs you want. But we're going to take a Hijon root, which is for power. A Dixie John, which is Beth Root, for love. A small cinnamon stick for finances. An Angelica Root for spirituality. And an Osha Root, which may be hard to find, so you can use ginger root in there for health. And you'll need a small glass or container or something. And what you're going to do is put all of these roots into the glass or the cup or anything and shake them up really well. It's like we're playing Yahtzee here. And you're going to toss them out into the plate after you shake them up. So you toss them onto the plate, and then I want you to observe where the roots landed. So observe which one is the closest to the center of the plate. And this is going to represent the primary focus of what you need in your life right now, what you need to focus on. At the same time, notice any roots that are landing close to you. That if you looked at the clock, it would be like the 5, 6, 7 o'clock position. And these areas, they also need attention, but they're not as critical as the center one. So take note of that. Now, any of the roots that landed towards the upper part of the clock, like 11, 12, 1 o'clock position, they're right now the least of your concerns. You may think they're important, but put them on the back burner. And then also, if you look to the left or the right, all the roots on the right side indicate things that are coming into your life. They're coming in, entering. And all the things on the left are things that are either leaving your life or they're becoming less significant. So, yes, Kat says, oh, this is like tassiomancy. It is. It's like reading a cup. And then I want you to take a picture. Almost everyone can take a picture with a phone these days. So take a picture and make notes of the position of each one of these because you're going to forget it if you pick all these up. So remove all the roots except for the one in the center. If you want, put the other ones aside that were close to you because they're closer concerns. You're going to place the purple candle on the plate purples for success. You might also choose Crown of Success oil and anoint the candle if you wanted to. And light the candle and pray for the success of that particular situation that that root signified and guidance. And just allow the candle to burn completely. And when it's done, you're going to collect the root and any of the wax residue. Write you out a little petition or prayer saying what you're wanting to happen, how you want to tackle this particular situation, how you want it to turn out, and then tie it up into a mojo bag and carry that with you until it finally manifests. So that is sort of like throwing the roots or a little bit of dry tassiomancy. So there you go.
That was brilliant, Pavashi. That is so cool. I am grinning from ear to ear. Very cool. So that method, using the plate as you would a cup, is also the same that I brought to candle glass reading. As far as I know, I'm the first person to have adapted this to looking into a vigil candle. The front of label is home, or the handle of the cup, and the back is away. Same thing, you know, coming toward, going away. It's all done the same way in reading a candle. If you know how to read candles that way, you can read a plate that way. You can read pretty much anything circular. And I've also seen John St. Germain do this with lithomancy, casting stones into a circle or coins or whatever you want to do. Wonderful. And you have a root for every situation.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
Darn. That is beautiful. You're so good.
It sort of coincides, too, with what Conjurman did with the pendulum. Mm-hmm. You tossed him out, didn't you, Conjurman?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He used the pendulum 100%. To select his herbs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I love this dry tassiomancy. What a great idea.
It makes me want to put together an entire root-throwing kit.
Yeah. Well, you know, for all those vegans and vegetarians. There are
I guess they can get also more tips on where things land if they buy your book, Throwing the Bones.
That's right. This is like falls halfway between Throwing the Bones and The Stranger in the Cup. It's really brilliant thinking on your part, Papaji. I'm so pleased to hear this one. All right. Boy, when people tune into this show, they have no idea what pearls of wisdom are going to come dropping down on them. It's pretty amazing. All right. I hope you do a workshop on this, a video workshop. Papaji, just do it, okay?
Yeah, I'm going to have to develop it more.
Develop it more. It's worth it. We heard it here first. All right. We're going to turn this over to Reverend James as our Memphis Jug Band plays, and he's going to give us all the final wrap-ups, and then we're going to say goodbye. Take it away, Reverend James.
Thank you, Miss Cat and Conjurman, and thank you, Papa G of VaultMagicStudio.com in Nashville, Tennessee, for being our guest this week. We invite you to join us next week when our special guest will be Mama E of ConjureDoctor.com in Los Angeles, California, bringing us the topic of Are You Cross? Once again, we've come to the end of another Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California. You can find Miss Cat via the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com and Conjurman at ConjurmanConsulting.com in Mission Viejo, California. I'm your announcer, Reverend James, joining you from FolkConjure.com in Western North Carolina. The Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour can be heard every week live on Blog Talk Radio at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, and the shows are available in archive via luckymojo.com/radioshow.html. For all of us at Lucky Mojo, I'd like to thank you for being here and invite you to tune in once again next week at this same time when you will hear the familiar strains of the Memphis Jug Band playing the Jug Band Waltz. Thanks, everybody. Good night.
Thank you, Reverend James. All right. Well, the news here is fairly scant. We are still working on the project to get all of our shows onto YouTube. We still have estimated time of completion of this project around the first of the year. So wish us luck. If you have any time or money to throw at the project, we'd certainly appreciate it because we have to pay a guy to do it. But we want to get all of our shows on YouTube so that they will have a wider listenership than just through podcasts and, you know, and Blog Talk Radio. All right. I have nothing much more to add except for that I love you all. I love your support. And I wish you all good night.
Good night, all.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. People always say it's good to unwind, but that's easier said than done. The exception, Chumba Casino. They actually make it easier done than said, or at least the same. Chumba Casino is an online social casino with hundreds of casino-style games like slots and blackjack. Play for fun. Play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sign up now and collect your free welcome bonus at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.